Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Give us a ring on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 412-928-9370 is that phone number. You can also text us on that line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We had the Becty breakdown in the last segment. A couple notable omissions from the Pirates-Marlins family. A.J. Burnett. Obviously, former Marlin. We forgot about that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel stupid. And then the big one, Jim Leland.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. A little housekeeping. How about this, Doran Dickerson? Help is on the way, potentially, for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Help is on the way, dear! Help is on the way!
At least according to Jeff Passan from ESPN, he's one of the most plugged-in baseball insiders. He said, I believe it was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, but he said it somewhere. I couldn't find the audio. Quote, if I'm in Indy, I'd go see Paul Skenes in April because I'm not so sure he will be there when May comes around, end quote. And if that doesn't matter enough to you, Dan Zangrilli on the pregame yesterday, he's not a big hot take guy. He's a numbers guy. He's very good at his job, Dan Zangrilli is. He said he thinks he'll be up by Memorial Day. So sooner than I think a lot of Pirates fans have been led to believe, where they'd wait for that Super 2 deadline. The question is this, Storm. Is Mitch Keller an ace? Because I'm watching the game yesterday, and I'm thinking about the second half of last year's season, and while I do think Mitch Keller deserved every dollar and cent that he made, I also don't look at him as an ace. I think he's more of a number two guy on a really good team.
That's exactly what I was about to ask you. Would he be an ace on a good baseball team? Probably no. He's an ace for the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
He's an ace for the Pirates. I mean, until Skenes gets on the scene, and then you could see whatever he transpires into. But he's an ace for the Pirates. He'd be a good number two for a really good baseball club.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you paid him a decent amount of money to be an ace here. But I think that their sights are going to be like, in the perfect world, Skenes comes on the scene and just hits the ground running and is your number one guy, and Mitch Keller is your number two.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly said. And it's kind of like the Deontay Johnson conversation.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, Deontay was a number one here. They didn't really pay him as a number one. $18 million, that's Christian Kirk kind of money. In fact, it's Christian Kirk money. Christian Kirk, I never look at as, oh, man, if you got Christian Kirk as your number one, bona fide G, certified stud. Like, I never looked at it that way. Mitch Keller's a really good pitcher. He's worth the money. It's not big money when you compare it to some of the other pitchers' contracts handed out there. Like, it's like comparing the size of the moon to the size of the sun whenever you're comparing what he's making to, let's say, a guy like Gerrit Cole. Paul Skenes, I think from the second he takes the field in Pittsburgh, could and probably should be your number one starter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the concern there is, and I heard Zangrilli talking about this yesterday too, is you don't want to put yourself in a bind to where you're relying on him as that guy and you'd have to shut him down from an inning standpoint later on in the season. Can you imagine that nightmare? If you bring him up in, let's say, 2 weeks from now, or if you bring him up in early May, like Jeff Passan was saying, and he's your guy, and you get to September and he's thrown 150 innings and you shut him down.
You think they would do that, though?
I think you have to be very careful.
If they were in the playoffs, if they knew that they were going to make the playoffs.
I think they would, yeah. Well, I think they'd manage it in a way to where they wouldn't have to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right.
But I do think there's going to be a hard innings limit on him. And it might not even be an innings limit. I don't know how in the weeds they want to get. It might just be a pitches thrown limit. If I were the Pirates brass in Indianapolis, in Pittsburgh, I would say he can't throw more than 100 pitches in a game. And I don't care if he's got a no-hitter. I don't care if it's the fourth inning. I don't care if it's the seventh inning. I'm not trotting him out there and having him throw more than 100 pitches. I might, guys, even say 90.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way you can get your best bang for the buck. That's not a great phrase for this, but you get what I'm saying. That way you can throw him out there every fifth day.
Right.
You can have him pitch as many games as you would like a ace to pitch, but I'm not letting him go deep in those games if he's getting up near that 90-100 pitch mark.
The whole Indy conversation, I mean, it comes down to this. Like, what else do you need to see, and what do you don't want to see? I think it's more what you don't want to see is how long it's going to take for him to come up from Indy. You know what he can do. You know that he can shove. You know that he has the arm. But what you don't want to see is him regressing or something like that. I don't think that he will. I just think that it's just a matter of time. That's why this makes a lot of sense. And we've been talking about this too. It's not like something that, you know, just came out of the blue. Like, we've been talking about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, probably not in May, but probably right before. So I think it's what you don't want to see out of Paul Skenes and AAA that would keep him down longer. I don't think that they're worried about anything else. They just want to see him get in that routine and then be ready to roll.
Yeah, I feel like they screwed up a little bit by, like, he should be pitching every fifth day already. Like, he probably should have been doing more of that last year so that you get more on that schedule. He was pitching, what, every Friday whenever he was at LSU? That's a bizarre, and he racked up a ton of innings, but your body does have to get used to it. We were laughing before the show about how, you know, we're trying to prepare for the show more. Just to take you behind the curtain, like the night before, texting ideas, coming up with bits, yada, 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 so we can sleep in a little bit and not die young. But our bodies are still waking us up at like 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go pee, and it's like, all right, well, now I can't go back to bed. If you're not pitching every fifth day, like, the human body is amazing. Like, it does take time to get used to that. What I don't want to see is him come up on June 11th. That's what happened with Gerrit Cole. Like, we talked about this a little bit yesterday too, Doran. Like, you said you don't want to drop Paul Skenes into a pressure cooker situation. And I've already said, I don't think Mitch Keller's a one. I think Paul Skenes would be the one. There is inherent pressure with being a 1-1 guy, and a ton of pressure when you've been compared to Steven Strasburg as one of the best pitching prospects that we've seen in a generation. The difference between Cole and Skenes is that team around Gerrit Cole was really good and in a pole position playoff spot on June 11th when he came up. He needed to fold into an already good rotation.
Right.
Paul Skenes, you need him up before June 11th because you're putting him into the weakest portion of this team. Like, I think we would all agree. Bullpen yesterday, 6 1/3. They hit home runs. The lineup looks pretty good. They're going to score. They're going to pitch well out of the bullpen. Their rotation needs help. If he comes up June 11th like Gerrit Cole did, they're not making the playoffs. So he needs to come up at worst in early May. And I'm actually starting to come around on that a little bit too. Like, I had said, next Friday's the home opener. If he's up on the roster for the home opener, you're already around that service time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's 172 days on the roster next Friday. Like, from a PR standpoint and from selling tickets, even though you're going to sell tickets anyway, maybe the next game, that makes a lot of sense.
A lot.
I've now kind of moved off the spot a little bit because I do think it matters to pitch every fifth day. I think the way that you split the baby on this, Doran, terrible phrase, is You don't wait until after Super 2, but you don't bring him up right when the service clock starts. You kind of go right in between.
Mm-hmm.
And if he pitches, if he takes four turns, let's say, through the rotation in Indianapolis every fifth day and then comes up on like May 1st, I think I would live with that. Because I want him to succeed, and I don't want them to jerk this guy around at all. I don't want him ever getting sent back down to AAA.
Right, that'd be a nightmare situation.
That would be a disaster. All the development talk would come. What happened to Rowanzi? What happened to Quinn Priester? Blah, blah, blah. Down the line, right? That would be the talk if Paul Skenes ever had to get sent down. If he's up in May and you've given him an opportunity to pitch every fifth day, I think there's a lot less of a chance of that happening. That's when I'd like to see it now. What do you think, Becky?
Yeah, I mean, I would be a little bit surprised if he is here before Memorial Day. They have to be seeing Bailey Falter completely struggle and fall flat on his face for them to believe that they're going to move off of him.
Well, that'll happen.
It will. I would think that they're probably more concerned at this point, though, with maybe getting the arbitration thing all settled, potentially not having much of an issue.
Yeah,
kinda
that's
like what
a
they
crime
did
with
Garrett Cole.
That's a crime to me.
And it's an only baseball thing. Like, mm-hmm. This doesn't happen in any other sport.
No,
I talked about that yesterday.
Right.
It really ticks me off because you have small market teams and you're incentivizing it for them to not have their best players up. And their argument would be, well, no, actually, we want you to be able to control them for longer and go through the arbitration process later. I want phenoms. If I'm Rob Manfred, I want phenoms on the mound in major league cities as soon as they're ready to go. So we do need to see Paul Skenes pick up his end of the bargain here and pitch well and pitch every fifth day for a month plus. If he does that, and I expect that he will do that, he should be up in May. If he's not up on May 1st, we ride.
Well, and their new incentive to doing that is, hey, if you call up your top prospect and he wins Rookie of the Year or gets top two,
exactly. We'll
give you a draft pick.
Yes, but it's still stupid because if you finish top two, you get a draft pick. You know what you also lose? A year of control of Paul Skenes on the back end.
And what would you rather have, another year of Paul Skenes or the 33rd pick in the draft? Who knows?
I would rather have Paul Skenes.
Paul Skenes.
But same.
Jeff Passan says,
help is on the way, dear! Help is on the way!
And we're going. We're going. When Paul Skenes makes his debut,
Oh, yeah. We
got to do a big. We got to blow it out.
Oh yeah,
we
got to
get like a busload of Fan Morning Show listeners down there.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, we got to do so. Whether that's a tailgate, they're probably gonna be hard tickets. If it's a tailgate, something. When Paul Skenes is making his debut, and they'll do it here in Pittsburgh, we're going.